Hello and welcome to the 38th episode of our Summer of Greatness podcast series. Today, I'm very excited to say that we are going to be playing our interview that we did live on YouTube yesterday with Terry Josiah, the Gratitude Guy musician, doing some really neat stuff with music. He's also an inventor, and he talks a little bit about kind of getting his message out there during this chat. So I really appreciate you tuning into this chat and listening. I hope that you find value in it. I know yesterday I did myself, as well as a lot of people that were watching the live stream did. So go connect with him on Instagram. And Terry Josiah is his name, like I said, and The Gratitude Guy is his username. So find him on Instagram. And then if you want to see more live interviews, you can find them on the Greatness Everyday YouTube channel. And you can check out some other stuff there as well. So really appreciate you listening to this interview. You'll definitely find value in it. And we'll see you later. Sweet, we're live. All right, so hi everyone, it's Matt from Greatness Every Day, and I want to welcome you to the first Greatness Every Day podcast that we're interviewing live on YouTube with Terry Josiah, the Gratitude Guy. He's going to tell us a little bit about himself, but Terry Josiah, thank you very much for being here with us today.
Yeah, of course, of course. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited. I have not done a live video on YouTube either, so I'm pretty excited that this is something that we get to do right now, and we get to talk about gratitude and kind of some of the avenues that we dwell in, which is obviously really exciting. Awesome. Yeah, and then just a little bit about myself. I am an all-around creator. I'm a certified inventor. I am a music producer. I do a lot of work in the music industry and in the music world. That's kind of my main element. From songwriting to producing and all of that stuff. But for the most part, I really just love living my life really intentional. I love living with this mindset and understanding of gratitude, which is where the Gratitude Guy comes from, is just intentionally living with that understanding of gratitude being the key to unlock my happiness along my journey.
Awesome. Great. No, I appreciate you jumping right into that. That's awesome. For everybody that's kind of tuning in as we go, every once in a while, I'll just give you a quick summary of what things, what's happening, and then we'll jump in. I'll ask a few questions and we'll get some great answers, I'm sure, like we have already. And if at any time during the chat you have any questions, go ahead and pop them into the chat box, and I'll do my best to kind of see those as we go through the conversation and ask as we do that. So that's great. I'm pumped to be here. This is great. We've been talking about this for a while, a few months. Yeah, we have. Connected over Instagram, and now it's kind of finally happening. So yeah. You've told us who you are. You've told us what you do. You talked about intentional living. What do you mean exactly by that? For somebody that is just tuning in and intentional living, they don't know much about that. What does that mean to you, I guess?
Sure. And of course, everybody's way of walking life is different. So my understanding of my intentional living could be very different from somebody else's intentional living. And so for me personally, I believe that my intentional living understanding is really walking this life of gratitude. Like, I truly believe that gratitude is the trampoline that bounces us directly into happiness, right? It is the virtue that sustains the temperature of our happiness. And so to intentionally live having that as my kind of foundation, for me personally, again, today is August 17th. So I've been practicing an intentional affirmation of gratitude for 991 consecutive days. So when I say it's intentional, that means every day I wake up and I have this affirmation that I say. I do my best to focus on what I believe I can take, I can appreciate in that exact moment right then and there.
Yeah, great. No, I appreciate that. That's awesome. For me, you talked about your kind of like your streak of gratitude, living with gratitude. For me, it's probably been about a year, because it was last August that I really kind of jumped into kind of discovering, kind of being more intentional, I guess is a good word to use for me, in terms of all of the things that I have to be grateful for in my life and really recognizing them. Because I knew some of the things as I was growing up and living my life. But then when you really start recognizing them and seeing the power, I guess, that's in them, it's sure. It's a game changer, I guess, for sure.
And, absolutely.
One of the things I did this morning, I do this every day in the morning and at night, I do a gratitude journal. But this morning it had a little bit of a different spice, a little bit of a different flair, because I listened to your song.
Nice.
Song this morning while I was doing it. I was
nice,
like,
nice.
Good vibe. So let's jump into it. You said you wear many hats. Inventor, I've seen that on your bio, but I don't know much about that. But
yeah,
what I am interested in is the music role. Kind of,
yeah.
Why is music important to you?
I'll say that, you know, everybody has a love for music, right? Like everybody either listens to it or they use it as a way to feel emotions or even bring back memories, right? Because that's what music can do. It's literally the universal language of every living being on earth. Why is it important to me? I think that it showcased its importance at a young age for me when I realized that music was really the only outlet that I could express my emotions. Like, I don't necessarily do music because I love it, even though I love it, of course, but just because I love Chinese food doesn't mean I'm gonna eat Chinese food every meal, you know?
Amen.
Loving music is great, and having a love for music is awesome, and it fuels my necessity to do music. I have to do music. If I didn't get paid for doing music, I would still have to do it because it is my expression, you know? And so I think that that's where it really just took my life into a different direction, because you know, you're younger and you hear about pop stars or rock stars or whatever, and you're like, oh, I want to be that. And you think that that's your direction in life, and you have, obviously none of us know where this journey is going to take us. Mm-hmm. And so with that, I just recognize that no matter what, as long as I'm doing music, I'm happy. As long as I'm creating, I'm happy. And for me, again, it's about intentionally living. It's about living with the understanding of how to gain happiness on autopilot, not so much the pursuit of happiness, but how to live with it where it's an immediate spark within not just our own lives, but within the people that we're around as well.
Yeah, for sure. No, I appreciate you kind of going into the deeper meaning of music, because so often for me as somebody that's listening to music, it can just be easy to just kind of touch the top level. But when you're the one creating and really living out your music, I guess you can go so much deeper with that into the depth. And that's something why I like, personally, my friends ask me what type of music I like, and I'm like, man, I love rap, I love hip-hop, because often they take the lyrics so much deeper than a pop song. Not saying that a pop song can't be deep, but sure. Just for me, I mean, it says a lot. It says a lot fast, it says it with deep, and you hear that emotion. The depth,
and it's so funny, because that's literally why rap was created, is so that they could actually say those things and release those emotions in a faster way, more in your face, maybe a bit aggressive depending.
Yeah.
but it's definitely it's also intentional, you know.
Yes. Which is very great. Intentional. Very intentional. Okay, so let's keep the music vibe going here, and we're talking about on your Instagram. I mean, I see a lot about Free Happiness, or this EP that's coming out. Do you mind talking about that? This, we may as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been doing music professionally for about a decade now. Most of it has been songwriting. Other stuff has been kind of behind the scenes, you know, learning paperwork stuff, like the behind the scenes business side, and learning the right contracts for young independent artists to sign and things like that. And so for the last decade, this is what I've been doing, but my main thing has been songwriting. And so for me to write music and none of it really be my voice, even though I've written it, it's still somebody else's voice, whether it's my words or not, it's somebody else's voice. And so I feel like after a decade, I might have enough music understanding for me to release my own album, you know? So insert my new EP that will be released this year, in the fall of this year. And first single is going to be released September 7th. And it is called Free Happiness. It's what is being showcased on Instagram right now. It actually has the most views I think I have on any video, which is awesome. So I'm really excited about it. I've been showcasing different rough drafts to various people that come into the studio and getting a lot of great feedback. But what I realized, and the main reason why I'm doing this, is because after doing music for so long for other people, I realized that my voice, I've always understood my voice to matter, but in the music world, even as a songwriter, like if nobody knows you, then essentially your voice doesn't necessarily matter. And so I know that my voice matters, and I know that the content that I'm talking about, the stuff that I'm writing about and singing about, is relevant. Specifically for right now, but I try and create this timeless element with music, right? Because if you hear a song that you can listen to 20 years ago and today and then in 20 years, that's an amazing song. You know, you can always go back to it. You can always relive those emotions and relive that that feeling when you heard it the first time. And so, you know, I'm very intentional about how I create music. And this album is, man, it's so special. It's definitely me reaching into the depth of my of me, you know, like the deepest parts of me, and just showing some transparency as to some of the things that I've had to overcome, some of the struggles that I deal with, that a lot of people deal with. And I'm also a military veteran. And so I was in the U.S. Army for 6 years, did 2 tours in Iraq. And this album is going to touch on some of that. And Free Happiness is, as the lead single, definitely talks about some of the struggles that I kind of have dealt with being, you know, a disabled veteran coming back from war, you know, and still kind of dealing with the effects of war and PTSD and all the stereotypical things that, you know, we see in the movies about veterans and all of that. So I definitely want to share my story, but just in a unique way that other folks have not shared this same story.
Great. And music is such a powerful it's such a powerful reach when you start telling those messages through music, being whatever type of music you talk about. So that's great. Absolutely. I wanted to ask you specifically, like, what are some of the messages that your music revolves around? But you took the words right out of my mouth. That's beautiful. That's great.
Nice.
So we connected through Instagram. I'm in Canada. Yeah. You're in the U.S.
Yeah.
Totally different. Didn't know each other. Connected through Instagram, and I just saw some of the messages that you were putting out. And I really related to them, and because our tagline for Greatness Every Day is helping real people live great lives. And if you look at what you're doing, that's definitely the case. So how do you leverage social media, maybe Instagram, maybe something else, to get your message out there? That could be specifically for, just your message of positivity or your message of gratitude, or that could be specifically, maybe after that, we'll talk specifically about as a business side, like for entrepreneurs out there with the music side. So yeah, how do you leverage social media to get that message out there?
One, I really appreciate you seeing me as a real person, you know, creating this real impact and doing my best to live this real great life. It's really awesome that people can take notice, even though it is on social media, without the, you know, everyday face-to-face interactions. It is about what we showcase, right? It is about the content that we create for whoever decides to watch what we're doing. Social media is so, it's with everything, there's pros and cons, right? And I see social media as just a real, like, it's very gimmicky, you know, like everybody has a gimmick on social media in a sense. And the message that you display or the message that comes through, the content that you create, it really shows people in a sense, you know, like, I don't want to say who you are, because obviously we know that on social media, you never know, you know, the real stuff, the real behind the scenes, or, you know, if this person is even a real, like a real good guy or a real good lady, you know what I mean? What I do know is that I'll say this. So I do a lot of music work, right? And so I find myself in a lot of different avenues. And LA is huge place for music, right? So I find myself in LA a lot of times. A lot of people that I work with are in LA, and it's not a city for me, but I find myself in those circles, and it's really awesome and weird sometimes because I'm in circles and I am this way. I am, if people that know me know that this is exactly how I am. What I showcase is who I am. It's what I am. I do my best to live this life of gratitude. There's no, it's not a gimmick in a sense, you know? It's just content-wise, sure, it can be a gimmick, right? Because you got to find out what parts to actually showcase and how to cut and edit videos. Anyways, so you meet these people, or I meet these people, and we have incredible conversations face to face. And let's just say that it's a group of people, right? And there's some men and women and all very, you know, young, attractive, millennial style, just making strides to move forward. This is why I am not fully a fan of social media, because you meet somebody in real life and you talk to them, you get an understanding of who they are, and then you go to social media, and let's say it's a lady and she has great insight and she's very beautiful and she's just intellectual, you know, good mind, good knowledge, and then you go to the social media page and it's like all body. You know what I mean? It has no content. The only content is showcasing the physical attributes of that person, and it distorts the understanding of who that person is solely because of the content that they showcase. You know? So that was a lot to kind of throw out, but I will say that how I use social media is doing my best to really showcase how I live my life. You know, nobody's perfect, right? There is no such thing as perfection. There's no perfect relationship, that nothing, right? And so I don't try and showcase perfection. I do try and showcase realism. And I think that one of my areas of growth, because everybody has, you know, needs that they have to work on, right? So one of my areas of growth is when I struggle, I don't showcase my struggle even to the people that I'm around, you know, personally. I deal with my own struggles. I feel like I know how to handle them. I move forward in them. I take my time away from everybody, and I do that, right? And so I do it exactly that on social media as well. So when I have struggles, I don't really showcase it on social media. I take my time, I do my thing, and I'm focused. And then I come back and you know, everything is just rolling like clockwork. You know what I mean? So because I practice gratitude every day doesn't mean that there aren't moments where, you know, I am a little upset. And even in that, I do my best to not even, you know, focus on being upset. And if I am upset, I do my best to limit the time to the least amount as possible, you know,
Right.
because the more you dwell on something, the more you manifest that for the future self. So.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, you said a couple times during that chat there was you do your best. And that's the reality of it. We are real people. We do make mistakes. We do our best, but we're even in those good times and those bad times, I guess, challenging ourselves to live authentically and intentionally.
Yeah,
Again, that
absolutely.
comes back to that.
Absolutely. And so I think that that's an area that I need to work on as far as showing a little bit more authenticity as far as the struggle side. But in all reality, like even my struggles help build everything else. And I mean, life is 100% beautiful, and it is what we make it. And so if you feel like you're living a terrible life, you know, there's things that you just have to reevaluate within your own life. Nobody else can change that for you. Nobody, there aren't any magic words that somebody's going to say that is going to automatically make you change the way that you live your life. You know, everything really is just up to you
Right,
know.
for sure. And
So.
I'm going to jump into a few more questions here, but I will take this time to say, anybody watching on YouTube, there are a few highs and great points and stuff like that. I appreciate those
Nice.
comments coming in.
Yeah,
And
awesome.
if you have any questions, let me know now, and I'll do my best to ask those because we have about 10 or so, 10 or 15 minutes. We'll wrap the chat up, but let us know in the chat as we go through there. So let's talk about any tips for young musicians, or not even young musicians, musicians?
Because yeah, in general, right?
I'm 27 years old, and the reality is I feel super young. I'm a high school teacher during the day, and I'm around kids that are pumped up and have energy all the day. So that translates into me. So I don't even want to talk about age. Any musicians out there that want to kind of get their message out there, do you have any tips for them to do kind of what you're
absolutely
doing?
Absolutely. First tip that I will say for any young musician that's just getting started, or older musician that's just getting started, somebody that wants to get into the music industry and navigate through this crazy world. Believe me when I say it's a crazy world. Okay. I will say this, you're going to meet a lot of people that might be there one day and then be gone the next in the music industry. You know, you might feel like you got a good maybe partner or something that you can create music with, and the next thing you know, they're gone. The music industry, just like the film industry, right, is really it's there's a lot going on in the music industry. That's the best way to say it.
You said a lot just by saying that.
Yes. So anybody that wants to get into the music industry, I'll say the first thing that you should do is buy this book. It is called How to Make It in the New Music Business by Ari Herstand. Herstand, H-E-R-S-T-A-N-D. Okay, Ari. That book is a gold mine for how to navigate this music industry in today's world. There are people that nobody has ever heard of as independent music artists and have made an incredible living, you know, six figures, some of them getting past seven figures, just doing music, doing what they love. Obviously, they have perfected their craft. And so I would suggest that you continue perfecting your craft and building your own skill set. That way you actually can navigate the music industry without having to deal with the big labels and bad contracts and all of that kind of stuff. So that would be the first tip, is get that book. Second tip is continually practice your craft. If you're a songwriter, you should be writing at bare minimum two songs a day. Bare minimum. If you're a producer, you should be producing at bare minimum one full record a day. If you're a producer, if you're a composer, you need just every day you should be working on your craft. Okay. I feel like I am behind the curve. I'm again 10 years into the game in the music industry. And in 10 years, I probably only have about 1,500 songs. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's a great amount, but at the same time, like, that's a terrible amount if you're supposed to be working on two songs a day. You know what I mean? Like, somebody like Sia, I'm not sure if you're, a lot of people are familiar, you know, black, blonde hair, short, never shows her face, right? She does like four or five songs a day, like just continuously writing every day, constantly, no breaks, just all the time going, you know? You just have to be dedicated and focused. If you're not dedicated and focused, then it doesn't matter what business you're trying to get into, you're not going to make it.
Right. Yeah. And I was just going to say, like, for people looking at whatever that is, music, sports, or growing an Instagram page, like, you have to post consistently and grind it out and be consistent and continue kind of honing your skills. So in the regular course of a day, I know you're in the studio right now. What makes a great day for you? At the end of the day, you can say it was a good day.
So I'm a dad as well. I have four kids. And I think my favorite days, like, legit, are when they're in the studio and we're working on projects. Like, we are also working on an affirmation album with just the kids, so that you can hear young voices, and you know, it's going to be geared towards, you know, the younger generation, the I don't know, preteen age group, I guess, is what it would be called. And just a nice, fun, you know, affirmation, you know, eight tracks, and just working on positive things to build up their own lives and stuff like that. But if I'm not in here with them, I like being either at the beach. I'm from California. I live in Colorado right now. But California, I kind of traded the beaches for the mountains. Not upset at that. I love the mountains. I love being a kind of one with nature out here. But it's been, it's definitely been a shift. But I love being at the beach. I love just anywhere, kind of just one with nature. It's definitely a place of peace for me. So anytime I'm in the studio, anytime I'm working on music, especially with my kids, or I'm just in nature with my lady and we're just kind of relaxing and getting to take in those moments, gosh, I don't think there's anything better than those types of moments.
Beautiful. Simple life for sure.
Simple life.
Yeah, that's one thing. I mean, seeing on your Instagram page, that's very evident from you. Kind of, you've posted a little bit about your kids in the studio and stuff like that. So it's very obvious that they're a priority. And again, that's a huge relationships. I mean, talk about living a great life. Definitely relationships. Those simple things, those everyday moments, are where the value is. So
absolutely, that doesn't stop me from continually pushing, though. You know what I mean? Like I live. Mm-hmm. This type of life and I love being relaxed and chill, and I don't care for fancy clothes, I don't care for fancy cars or none of that stuff, but at the same time, like, I have goals, you know what I mean? And when you have goals, you do everything that you can to meet them. And then once you meet that goal and you see that you met that goal, it gets exciting and it sparks another goal, and then boom, now you're trying to meet another goal and another goal, and it's just this it's like this continuous cycle of living a content life with no matter what you have, being appreciative of all of it while still setting goals to make more and to have better things and to create a life where I don't feel like I'm at the life that I want to be at yet. I live a great life. It 100% is great, but I'm not where I want to be, you know? And so I have to continually work towards where I want to be, which is why I have inventions and why I work on different projects. And you know what I mean? Like, I'm definitely getting there.
Yeah, no, I agree that a lot of people confuse the everyday for the complacency.
Yeah, yep.
And that's not, they're not even related, but for some reason, many people overlap those things. Yeah. Not like you, the same thing. Once you get one thing done, your mind's going to the next, or you want to make this better or another project. So that's great. Let's think a little bit more long-term. What's your definition of a great life?
You want the real answer?
Yeah, give it to me.
So I have this one goal where, and this is probably like close to end result. You know what I mean? Like where I finally see myself. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to be like mobile and easily accessible to anywhere that I want to go, any day, anytime, like that, anywhere around the world. And so in order to do that, in my mind, I feel like I need to have certain things. Like, I don't know, if I want to fly somewhere, I might need a pilot or a plane or, you know what I mean? And so I definitely have goals of getting to a place where maybe one of my homes is inside of like an airport hangar, so I can get off the plane and boom, that's where I have my house, my closet. I have a studio there and it's all kind of there at the airport hangar. I don't know how it would work as far as sound with the airport hangar. Maybe that's something I'd have to really consider later on, but.
You can soundproof it. No problem.
Yeah. And so that's one of my goals. And so, in having that, that's a huge goal, right? Like being able to have access to a jet or a plane and a pilot and living in an airport hangar. I think that's pretty sizable goals. And so I work hard at making not just the music creations, but even other creations like this guy back there, which is, it's in the shape of a bear, right? I'm going to just pull it over here.
Absolutely.
So this is called the sound barrier. It is in the shape of a bear, and then barrier being like a blockade, right? And it's a sound barrier, so it blocks the sound. So essentially what this is you put a microphone inside here. It just sits up on top of here. You know, the microphone sits in there, and it protects all the sound. So when you have people that are trying to be inside vocal booths, or, you know, a lot of people have home studios, and the independent artist is the one that's on the rise right now. Right. So independent artists have all the professional setup as far as production at home, but it's hard to get good quality vocals. They're recording in their closet or in their bathroom, or, you know what I mean?
With a bed sheet over their head.
Exactly. And so what this does is it really helps create this mobile vocal booth, this portable way of recording quality vocals where you get the immediate dead sound on the vocals specifically for an engineer to amp up or amplify. And it creates that immediately. And so it's definitely a brand new product. There is only maybe two, I think after doing all the market research, right? There's two products that are very close to this, but there is no product like this. And we'll be launching this at the beginning of 19, which is really exciting. We already got our patent approved. We're actually waiting for the paperwork, which we should probably receive by next week. So that's exciting, as actual patent paperwork in, and everything's kind of rolling with that product as well. And then I have a few other products that I'm working on as well. No patent yet, so I can't really talk about it unless I have you sign an NDA.
Yeah, and everybody watching too.
And everybody else.
Yeah, one thing for sure, you talked about like kind of the independent artist. I mean, I have a podcast, obviously, that's what we're doing this for. A little bit different where it's on YouTube right now, but sound quality is super important to me. And I have a studio mic, and just kind of looking at ways to always make that better. And podcasting, I really believe, is going to get huge in the form of audio.
Absolutely.
As you can consume it passively. So, I mean, I'm sure you've thought about that before, but that's definitely something many podcasters would consider for sure.
And a lot of YouTubers have microphones on their desk, and having a fun little bear on the desk as well, you know, to kind of just give it some character, will definitely add some flair to people's videos. And so we're definitely looking at all the different avenues in which people can utilize this product.
Great. No, that's awesome. Glad to hear. Definitely the comments like it down here. One more question before we go. It is, how can someone balance a regular 9-to-5 job and breaking into the music industry with limited time?
Yeah, that is the epitome of the grind. And so anybody that has a 9-to-5, you got to think, okay, 24 hours in a day, right? If 10 days are dedicated, or 10 hours are dedicated towards something else, right? That's not fueling your passion, not doing anything. It's maybe fueling somebody else's passion or whatever. If it's not fueling yours, if it's not helping your desire, you have to ask yourself, is it really something that you have to do? Is this a necessity for your life? Again, I don't do music because I love it. I do love it, but I don't do it because I love it. I do it because I have to do it. It is my only outlet. It is my only way of expression. I can work out, and that's a fun outlet, but it's not like releasing the emotions that are inside of our head, you know, and writing them out. Gosh, writing is, I think I'm a writer more than I am a musician, which is crazy. I write more than anything. I write every single day. People see me and they'll look on my phone and they think, you know, maybe I'm scrolling on social media or whatever. And I'm like in my notes, like going hard, and they're looking at my face and I'm making all these faces and they're like, what's wrong? Are you okay? I'm like, oh, I'm just thinking right now. Give me a second. You know, if you're working a 9-to-5 and you have to do music, like, you know that you have to do music, then the 9-to-5 isn't going to stop you. Okay. Like, it's not going to stop you. You're going to be tired, but in being tired, that's what's going to fuel your writing session, your production session, your composition session. That I know for sure. It takes a lot of money to do music as well, right? Yeah. Like, it takes a good investment. But what I tell people, if you can't do it with, let me see. If you can't do it without the money, then you can't do it with the money. You know, like, it's really as plain and simple as that. And so luckily, again, I'm here in Colorado and I'm at a studio. I work at one of the only free professional audio studios in America. Like, it is 100% free for people to come in and utilize this space.
It's amazing.
It really is awesome. And to be the person that helps facilitate this for the people of the community to come in, man, it's humbling, you know, because I get to help cultivate their own musical growth, or their people don't, it's an audio production studio. So we have comedians that come in and do skits. You know, we have musicians that come in and do songwriting sessions, producers that just want to produce, podcasters that come in and do their sessions. Like, We help everybody in all forms of audio. And so what you have to do is find whatever resources are around that you where you don't have to spend money. If you invest some time into doing some research, you're going to find things that you did not even know existed. And that can take a big load off of the rest of the nine other than the 9 to 5. You know, so do some research, find some things that can take the load off, and then hone in on your craft. Perfect that craft and just continually work on that every single day and find avenues of showcasing that as what you love doing, as your passion. You know what I mean? That way you start getting fans or people that like your stuff just because it's authentically you.
Definitely. No, that's a great answer. And I'm sure that the people that ask those questions appreciate it. And I like what you said. If you can't do it without the money, you can't do it with the money.
With the money. Exactly.
Great quote. Definitely one I'm going to be using sometime in the future, giving credit to you.
Nice.
For sure. Let's wrap things up here by telling everybody watching, everybody listening, where they can find you and connect with you and follow you. Sure. And support you.
Sure. Awesome. Well, one, appreciate everybody that's on right now, anybody that will be watching in the future. Again, we talked about social media a little bit, and while I'm not super big on social media, I am pretty active on there. It's how I found Matthew here, and super excited again for all the networks that can come from social media. So my main outlet, though, is Instagram, and you could just find me at The Gratitude Guy. It's like a character, like a cartoon emoji looking character. It's got big hair and a blue shirt that says Gratitude Guy. I don't think that you can miss it. And then it's very, I think it's a pretty decently professional page if you just look at the page itself, just at a quick glance. So The Gratitude Guy on Instagram, that would be the best way to kind of reach out and connect with me. Outside of that, that's, I'd say just wait until September 7th, and Free Happiness will literally be on every single platform in about 8 different countries. So we are extremely excited. And since you are here, if you don't mind, I don't know if you can hear this, maybe not in full, at least not all the not all the pieces of the song, but I'll play a little sample of the song. That way people can kind of get a good understanding of what we're going to be doing with it.
Sweet.
Okay? So I'll just play it up until maybe the first real beat drop, okay? And let me know if you can hear this, please.
Just let us know in the chat if you can hear it.
Just started.
Some say freedom is free, but I tend to disagree. I've been on the battlefield with the enemy, neither one willing to bring about peace. I wanna be free. I know freedom is won by the bare rule of a gun. I've seen cultures clash in my rearview mirror while battling what's in the windshield of life. I wanna be free. I wanna be free. Happiness will make you say.
We got the drop.
Yeah.
Happiness will make you say. Happiness will make you say, oh, 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 oh. Happiness will make you say.
All right, it's good enough for right now.
That's great. We got the premiere here. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you gave us a little bit of the drop too, so that's good. Appreciate it.
Yep, for sure. For
awesome.
Sure.
All right, everybody, thank you very much for watching. If you tuned in, if you're watching the replay, anything like that, we're going to share this out there to everybody. So that's definitely going to get some views. And Terry Josiah, the Gratitude Guy, go check him out wherever he wants you to. Instagram is the main place for that. And then keep your eyes open. September 7th.
September 7th on Spotify, on Apple Music, on Google Play, CD Baby, on everywhere. All right.
Bingo. Awesome. Well, I'm grateful for your time today and don't want to take up any more of your studio time. We're excited to see what you create next.
Awesome. Thank you, man. Appreciate you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for listening to our interview. Please go connect with Terry Josiah, the Gratitude Guy, on Instagram. And if you'd like to watch the full interview that we did live on YouTube yesterday, you can watch the rerun on our YouTube channel. It's the Greatness Everyday YouTube channel. I'm sure that you'll find value in that, as we did, and a lot of people listening and watching yesterday did as well. You can connect with us on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. We help encourage you to live a great life. So I hope that we did that today with the interview. Hope you have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow with another episode in our Summer of Greatness podcast series.